The following is an unauthorized export from Shirley M. Spinoza.
Thank you indeed for tuning in. This is Shirley M. Spinoza, a very special Otoscope broadcast. Tonight, we revisit and continue on with the further oral expeditions of the Royal Oakland Gramophone Company. An oral scrapbook of gatherings and reinventions by Sir Granton Bean and his team of imaginary cultural specialists.
Je ne comprends pas l'anglais.
Bear in mind that the sounds and worlds you will be transported to were gathered during the ROGC's semi-fictional adventures of 1905.
Je ne comprends pas.
So, please pour yourselves a final helping of exotic medicinal teas and join us on another journey in sound around the world from the comfort of your own living rooms.
At the tone, 0 hours, 0 minutes, Coordinated Universal Time.
Non, je ne comprends pas.
Cutting operation, a constant watch is kept on the groove width to make sure it never varies from the prescribed setting. It all sounds so simple when you're just skimming the surface.
Thank you. Est-ce que vous comprenez ?
Say, I understand.
Eğer ula bir gün kendimiz çoğun.
Çoğun kilidon. Bir gün ula ki.
Ula geldi.
First made a manyata. So when they make a manyata, they bring girls. They have many friends, so they seek to make others pressure to praise others, the strongest and the courageous, those ones who can go to fight against other tribes, those ones who can go and face the lion. So it makes people not run. They don't even make the other, you know, there are some who are somehow, when they see so many people, they can run and they make the, one of their... So they are brave men.
Ula, rahat bulamaz geldim.
So warning to intrude. And finally, the hound. The howl. That eerie wail that is by far the most significant call of all animals. The howl. The disembodied sound that gives shape to so much of our terror. One after another, never on the same note, never for the same length of time. All voices different, yet eternally unchanged. The wolf loves to howl. Listen. When a howl begins, all wolves in the area reply, seeking contact with one another. Some wolves will run to join the pack and contribute their own song. During the howl, each wolf is concerned with his own melody, but is also aware of his brothers. The wolves often land on the same note. One or the other will soon shift by a note or two. Maybe wolves like chords. A typical howl may begin with a few long, low howls. In, and the chorus swells, then dwindles, often to some short barks. Sometimes serves to reunite the pack. Because the wolf is a wanderer, the pack often spreads out more than a mile. As they roam during their nightly hunts, the howl would help them maintain contact. The howl also can proclaim territory. And because one wolf recognizes the howls of his own pack, he can avoid trespassing onto another pack's territory. During his life, the wolf is seldom out of sound of the howl. Except during bad weather and except during the chase, the wolf may howl at any time, and when he does, other wolves will often join in. Sometimes the howl is a casual affair, with wolves barely getting to their feet. At other times, though, the howl is an obviously exciting event. The wolves show great interest in the howl and seek contact with each other until the howl ends. But today, that howl is heard less and less. As his numbers diminish and his lands are usurped, the wolf moves away. Soon, he will have no territories to retreat to. Soon, his kind will disappear. And this splendid creature, this living machine that has triumphed for 10,000 millennia, will follow other species into the absolute, irreversible emptiness of extinction.
Oh! BBC Home Service. We're interrupting programs to make the following announcement.
With luck on his side, life lasts about 7 years. Although his jaws are powerful enough to snap a 2-inch log or crush an elk's thigh, they are seldom turned on his fellow wolves, and he never fights to the death. His teeth, his speed, his very strength are simply tools by which he has a chance to live long enough to continue his species. The wolf brings no more anger or ferocity to his task of catching and killing a deer than you or I do in eating a sirloin steak or picking apples. He never kills for the thrill of killing, and he returns to the kill over and over until it is finished. When he kills, he usually kills the old and the infirm, the diseased, and of course some young. By killing, he strengthens the herd. Ironically, by every kill, he ensures that the next victim will be even harder to take. As the Eskimo legend puts it so neatly, the wolf and the caribou are one, for the caribou feeds the wolf. But it is the wolf who keeps the caribou strong. The wolf is not a hunter, not in the way that the leopard is a hunter. The wolf's success at hunting comes because he is a wanderer. Indeed, this is a genetic trait. Wolves that keep moving find more prey and consequently survive longer. They slip into a tireless trot of about 5 miles per hour, which the wolf can maintain for half a day. The element of chance governs their encounter with prey as much as any specific hunting skill. As they cover the miles that make up a day's travel, they ordinarily come upon a herd or a single animal. When that happens, they give chase. And they are successful less than 7% of the time. That seems astounding until we remember that the wolf has made his prey strong.
Ah! annoying me.
By culling the weakest and slowest, the wolf causes the remaining faster animals to become the breeding stock, and a newer, stronger animal is the result. And so the wolf travels and chases, and often enough wins. And the prey races away for its very life, and often enough wins. Life in the pack, though apparently simple, is extraordinarily intricate. Each wolf must learn exactly his position. He learns whom he can dominate, and he remembers those who dominate him. In each pack, there is one stronger wolf, which none can dominate, and who dominates all others. This is the leader, or alpha wolf. He leads his pack until he is deposed by a younger, stronger wolf, who then becomes the next alpha, the next leader. The leader must be forever alert, protecting his position of dominance, and displaying the leadership that will win food and shelter. When the wolf chooses a mate, it is done within the rules of dominance already established in the pack. About 3 weeks before the birth of the pups, the female begins to seek her den. Soon, for the billionth time, wolf pups enter the world.
Thank you.
for tuning in. This is Shirley and Spinoza with a very special Autoscope broadcast. Tonight we revisit and continue on with the further expeditions of the Royal Oakland Gramophone Company. Stay tuned and adieu.
Ask me if I understand French.
Seldom out of sound of the howl. Except during bad weather and except during the chase, the wolf may howl at any time, and when he does, other wolves will often join in. Sometimes the howl is a casual affair, with wolves barely getting to their feet. At other times, though, the howl is an obviously exciting event. The wolves show great interest in the howl and seek contact with each other until the howl ends. But today, that howl is heard less and less. As his numbers diminish and his lands are usurped, the wolf moves away. Soon, he will have no territories to retreat to. Soon, his kind will disappear. And this splendid creature, this living machine that has triumphed for 10,000 millennia, will follow other species into the absolute, irreversible emptiness of extinction. No science will replace him. No other being will possess his quality. A strand in Earth's thin web of life will be gone. He's been driven from most of Europe. He is being driven from North America. He is bountied in Alaska, Ontario, and the Northwest Territories. He is poisoned and trapped. He is shot from airplanes and chased by riflemen on snowmobiles into the last retreats of vanishing wilderness.
Thank you. of planet Earth do not always welcome culture changes. There is often a resistance to anything different from the habits of the past.
Julie, when I was a girl, we wouldn't have been caught dead with no more clothes on than that. My stars, what are our young people coming to these days?
Oh, Granny, everybody dresses like this.
Well, I don't approve of
them.
If you think you hear something that sounds like a particular musical instrument, or a human voice, or anything else other than bird calls, you're wrong. It's bird songs and nothing but bird songs that you're about to hear.
Soon flourishing, almost send the care of peoples of China the dream. The legend orally leaved on paper, but in Guilin, China, almost from Guiha Road to Yangshuo, there have a place much beautiful, much true than Peach Blossom Land, Shangri-La. Smoke rain, all mountain and land are green grass, mountain flower, cave, woodhouse. It's toward a nationality, noble character, wind-rained bridge, and float in the bamboo's ballad. All of happy and all of tired can find a place where a person really bedori. Full materna instinct. Shangri-La is that many, many years ago in Guilin, left hometown's girl. They come back now. They are already grewed a pretty girl.
Yeah! Yeah. Terminó la vida que va.